Making a difference in our community. This is Kathy Manis. She is the CEO of the Strathmore District Chamber of Commerce. Kathy, thanks so much for being a woman of influence. The first question right off the bat is, how did you get to where you are today?
I guess the short answer is that I've always enjoyed taking on new situations and challenges. And once I get almost comfortable, I like to add new things to the mix. So that's opened a lot of doors, I guess, that mentality. It's taught me a lot along the way.
Yeah, what would you say helped you along the way, along the road of your successful career?
I was really lucky. Starting out, I had a great mentor for 5 years, and she brought me into the fold of her family businesses. And I mean, it was so diverse. You know, we had a family entertainment center, a small chain of restaurants, luxury off-campus, student housing. So in that process, I was able to learn, the ins and outs of a lot of different and diverse businesses. So I was able to see a lot of the facets of the business industry, and that experience has been really invaluable.
Do you think women feel intimidated in business? So you, of course, being the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, do you feel women feel intimidated in business?
I mean, that's a difficult question, obviously. And I mean, generalizing an entire gender is difficult, and I don't know if we should be practicing that. I mean, the corporate world is dominated by about, 80%? Men, but women are very capable of being leaders in corporate Canada and politics and, various areas. I think people generally feel intimidated by confident people and people who lead sort of in a no-nonsense style, which are qualities, that tend to be sound people at the top. So the intimidation factor for me, I think, is more the psychology of the individual. And that's who's intimidated.
So what advice would you give to a young woman who wants to succeed in the workplace?
I mean, anybody, just work hard, know your stuff. Knowledge and dependability, reliability, and attention to detail are really simple but powerful qualities. Everything else can be trained. That's something you just have to have in you. And being a woman, being young, or all the other stereotypes kind of fall to the wayside if you let your abilities speak for themselves.
And they say life is full of lessons. What lessons have you learned along your path?
Just stand firm in what you know. Being kind doesn't equal being a pushover. And just come to the table ready to contribute,
Okay. You are the CEO of the Strathmore District Chamber of Commerce. What has been one of the biggest challenges for you?
I think specifically coming into Strathroy, the biggest challenge for me was that I wasn't local. I wasn't from here. So, making sure I quickly learned the community and getting up to speed with this community, because it's very tight-knit. It wasn't a challenge per se, but it was definitely something that I had to do very quickly to be able to be successful in the role.
You've been in your current position for almost 5 years now. How has it been?
It's been great. I really like where we're at now, and it's just been really nice to see the evolution of things over the 5 years and just how we've changed some of the events and just the work that's gone in behind the scenes to make those work. It's very satisfying.
When we say women of influence, we're talking with Kathy Manis right now. She's the CEO of the Strathmore District Chamber of Commerce. When we talk women of influence, we don't just talk professional. We talk personal. We talk volunteer. And you do volunteer work in the community. Tell us a little bit about what you're involved in.
I mean, I'll volunteer anywhere someone needs me. I've always been brought up to volunteer in my life. That was instilled in me at a very young age, and it was something that was very important, that you help your neighbor. So for me, I mean, I've volunteered on various boards and committees in town. I mean, basically any of our not-for-profits at one point or another, I've volunteered for.
Kathy, just want to commend you on all the work you do professionally and volunteering in the community. We appreciate it. So glad that you've been chosen as a woman of influence with MyFM, and we appreciate the interview. Thank you.
Well, thanks for even considering me, honestly. It's very flattering.